Good morning, it's Wednesday, October 14th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with your South Carolina headlines. State Education Superintendent Molly Spearman says public schools in all 81 school districts now have access to whatever personal protection equipment is needed to return to face-to-face instruction. Yesterday, Spearman announced that the state is distributing an additional $33 million for PPE and plexiglass dividers for every school.
So we don't want any district to say we can't go back to school because we need PPE. That is no excuse in South Carolina. We can fund it. We have it ready for them. All they have to do is let us know.
In a message to parents concerned about school safety, Spearman said the additional protective equipment will make the state's public schools safer for students than taking them shopping. South Carolina has now established an office to marshal the state's efforts in stemming floodwaters and coordinating recovery and relief efforts after 5 years filled with unprecedented flooding. Governor Henry McMaster held a ceremonial signing of the law yesterday. The act creates an Office of Resilience to handle flood projects and to oversee a statewide plan addressing flood risks and mitigation efforts. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 629 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 14 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of test results reported, 10.2% were positive. Communities in the upstate are dealing with a rash of church vandalizations. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
When members of Reedy Fork Baptist went to church on Sunday morning, they arrived to find smashed windows and spray-painted taunts on one of the outside walls. The Oconee County Sheriff's report says nothing appeared stolen from the church in Seneca, but no evidence, like paint cans, was found either. The incident is the latest in a set of church vandalizations upstate in the past month. In mid-September, three churches in the Anderson County town of Pelzer were attacked. Windows were smashed at small Baptist, Wesleyan, and Presbyterian churches. The windshield of the church van at First Baptist was also damaged, likely with a hammer. Vandals also hit the Union Baptist Church in Iva, also in Anderson County. Staff Sergeant J.T. Foster of the Anderson County Sheriff's Office said the lock was taken from the front doors. Both Foster and Master Deputy Jimmy Watt of the Oconee County Sheriff's Office said they do not believe the incidents are related across the two counties. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A South Carolina judge has ruled the state's Department of Commerce illegally withheld information about expensive economic development deals it was required to disclose to the public and to news outlets through records requests. Last week, a judge ruled the Commerce Department violated the state's Freedom of Information Act by keeping from the public details about the millions of dollars in state grants and tax incentives awarded to corporations. Global electric vehicle company Arrival has announced plans to establish its first U.S. microfactory in York County. The company says their $46 million investment into the region will create 240 new jobs. The Supreme Court yesterday declined to take up an effort by South Carolina's Republican leadership to cut funding to Planned Parenthood by excluding abortion clinics from the state's Medicaid program. According to CNN, the court, without comment, declined to lift lower court's decisions to block an executive order by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster to exclude abortion clinics from serving as family planning providers under Medicaid. South Carolina State University has been awarded a $50,000 grant for the preservation of Wilkinson Hall. WCIV is reporting the grant came through the Historically Black Colleges and Universities Grant Program, which is funded by the National Park Service. The grant will fund the ongoing restoration and renovation process of Wilkinson Hall, which is one of the oldest standing structures on the campus of South Carolina State University. The structure was built in 1938 and is part of the South Carolina State University National Register Historic District. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.